Hi, and welcome to the Miracles Podcast with me, your host, LaTanya Miori. This podcast is here to help you on your experience called life by providing uplifting and inspiring episodes. It is my hope that this podcast will be a safe space for you on your journey to healing. So stay tuned for this week's episode. Welcome, Miracles, to this week's episode of the Miracles Podcast. And it is my esteemed honor and pleasure to welcome this week's guest, Marcel Anderson. He is a best-selling author, national recording artist, keynote speaker, and identity coach. With three studio albums on his list of accomplishments, neo-soul artist and best-selling author Marcel Anderson brings soul, jazz, and inspirational gospel to make music that puts listeners in another atmosphere. And although singing is Marcel's first passion, he is the founder and CEO of Accelerating Men Incorporated, a nonprofit community, faith-based organization that mentors young men ages 10 through 18 with locations in both North Carolina and South Carolina. Through workshops and mentoring and conference calls, Accelerating Men works hard to educate, train, and cultivate young men to become all that God has called them to be. So, ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome Mr. Marcel Anderson to this week's episode. Talk to you soon. Hello, 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 Miracles, and welcome again to the Miracles Podcast. And of course, I have a special guest on the line, international recording artist, Mr. Marcel Anderson. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I pray that you are.
Yes, I'm doing great. I'm doing awesome. Wonderful. That's such a blessing to say out loud. Although this pollen is in the air, you know, it's...
myself and all that's within me. Oh, bless it. Yes.
But we're gonna let Lord have his way with that. But how are you doing, sir? Thank you for coming on the podcast.
Yeah. No, thank you for having me. Is I count it all joy and a tremendous opportunity to be here, and proud of you and all of that you're doing for America's podcast. So thank you for having me, and I'm doing well.
Awesome. And you're so welcome. You're so welcome. So if we could just start out with you telling us a little bit about yourself, and hopefully if you have a fun fact to share, I'd love to ask my guest to share a fun fact.
Yeah, I'm Marcel Anderson, born and raised in Spartanburg, South Carolina. I'm not sure if anyone knows where that is, but Spartanburg, South Carolina is where I was born and raised in a family of seven brothers and sisters. A fun fact, I'll slide in there as I'm talking about myself, that my mom had two sets of twin boys. So I have a twin brother, and I have two other twin brothers as well. I think that's a fun fact about me and my family. Brought up in a, what say, spiritual household, but a very diverse household, diverse personalities, that is. We have seven brothers and sisters. Musically, it was very diverse in its own way. It comprised of my brother playing sax, my brother playing the drums, my brother playing the keys, and me singing. So we were almost like the Jackson Four growing up. But we were called the Anderson Twins, but nevertheless, kind of going into, you know, who we are, but just kind of giving the backdrop of who I am.
Awesome. So who was Michael Jackson in the Anderson Twins?
Actually, it was a trade-off between me and my brother, my twin brother.
Oh, really? So Marcus Singh?
Yep. He tries to. He tries to.
Oh, no, he tries. Okay.
Yep, tries to. He sings on his albums, and he does well. He holds it down.
Awesome. Wow. And which set of twins is the oldest?
My older brothers. We're the youngest. We're the babies.
Oh, okay. That is so interesting.
The babies who turning 40 this year. So.
Oh, wow. The big 4 O's. Wow. So you have a lot going on, sir. I don't even know where to begin. We have the your musical career. You're also a worship leader. You have the Accelerated Men Incorporated. What else do you do? Can you tell us a little bit about everything?
In that order, I've to date I have three studio recorded albums and working on my fourth one, which I'm excited to release this year. I have three books out currently and working on my next one this year as well. Again, been in the music industry for over 10 years, doing it professionally over 10 years and singing since I was 8 years old. First song that I ever sung was Give Us This Day. And I cried in the very first song. But nevertheless, I've been singing ever since then, and I've been grateful for God giving me the gift to be able to use it and not abuse it or not use it at all. So I'm grateful. Since then, I have been singing and recording music, writing music, singing for other artists, and again, being supported in so many ways that allows me to be able to do this full time. And I'm very diverse in my giftings. As you mentioned, I do praise and worship at a church in Raleigh called Life Worship Center. The pastors are James and Ursula Rowland. And then I also, again, run a nonprofit organization that provides various services such as mentorship, coaching, adult support, and trauma and recovery, small groups and workshops, parenting workshops, as well. So we are excited about our facelift, our branding refresh to provide so much support for our community. I'm a community man. I love supporting our community and advancing the kingdom through that avenue.
Wow, that is awesome and remarkable. How do you find the balance, and what is your passion? What pushes you to continue on with such excellence?
Wow, good question. Just honoring just God and what He's expecting from me. One, putting my trust and faith in Him first. And then from that, surrounding myself around people in my convoy and circle of people who that holds me accountable, that allows me to have consistent structure and discipline. Not always easy, but accountability partners are always good, and it gives me the ability to know within my circle or convoy of people that we're all winning by, executing in our daily tasks. When one thing is down, we can call each other or talk to each other and support each other. And what we don't have for ourselves, we can find it not only in God, but in our friend zone, our circle.
Yeah, because God uses our community to as a form of self-care. I see it, like you said, accountability partners help us stay on the right track and remind us of who we are when we don't feel like that person. So that is so important. And thank you for sharing. And I know you have like a testimony that you share. Do you mind sharing it with us, since this is Sexual Assault Awareness Month?
Yeah, it is. April is Sexual Assault Child Abuse Awareness Month, and in lieu of that, my story, correlates with this particular month. I am a sexual assault male survivor of a sexual assault robbery that took place over 10 years ago, and I had the opportunity to write about it in my book and talking about overcoming a traumatic experience. How to navigate through the challenges of life. When life catches you off guard, how do you respond to the unforeseen situation that you didn't think could ever happen to you. When your back is up against the wall, how do you continue to trust in the very thing that you were brought up in, your faith, and how do you continue to trust in yourself again after you lost hope in others and yourself? So again, being a male sexual assault survivor, just the things that come along with that, how people see you differently when you begin to advocate and voice where you are as an advocate around this topic conversation, and staying true to your identity and not allowing your identity to be altered because someone feels that it's a stigma associated to the conversation around sexual violence against men. If one have gone through such ordeal that they live a certain lifestyle, and again, that's not always the case, but you know, how to figure out how to navigate defending yourself or defending individuals who've gone through it, period, right? How do we support those who've gone through such things? And I have taken the liberty and plug into a positive outlet to share light on this the social issue consistently, specifically to men, but all those who have suffered in silence and gone through some of the things that I've been through. So how do you continue to find purpose in the midst of what you've gone through? How do you drive a purpose? My book is called Still Living, A Victimized Man's Journey on Purpose to Live. The fact that I'm still alive, I still have purpose. Greater is He that's in me than He that's in the world. God has put purpose inside of me. I have to make sure that I pull it out, even in the midst of things that I have experienced. How do I find purpose in the midst of the cloud? How do I find purpose in the midst of the turmoil? How do I keep myself motivated when I don't want to do anything? How do I keep myself active in the midst of not wanting to be activated? Come on. I could right now. But anyway, so that encourages me. I encourage myself daily. It is a daily task, a daily walk.
Yes. How do we stay encouraged when we don't feel like we can take the next step? That is so powerful because a lot of people are going through struggles right now, and I know I normally hear about women who share their testimonies, but I take my hat off to you because I haven't heard of a lot of men coming forward and sharing their testimony. So thank you so much for standing in the gap in that field and letting men know that they are not alone.
Yeah, men are not alone. If you're listening to this podcast, but you are a miracle, and God is performing miracles among miracles, and He's a miracle worker. He's a miracle worker, and there's a greater calling on your life, even when you don't see it. There's a psychoanalyst by the name of Erik Erikson. He said, "When individuals experience a challenge in their life or a catastrophe, it's not the end of the day for them, but it can be a turning point for them," which is the caveat. So when you, it's how you respond to your situation will either dictate or determine your final destination. So it's all in my response that got me here. You've asked me, how did I get here? It was how I responded to God, my situation, and people. Hasn't always been easy, but I also had to pause before doing things and saying things. I didn't want to activate my gift immaturely. There was challenges that I faced, but I had to put myself in the right places, position myself in the right space in order to move in the right direction of my life. Even when I wanted a detour, God kept me on the highway until I can be able to exit right properly and then get to the right destination. So I wanted to share that specifically because when you experience a challenge, sometimes you don't know how to respond. But sometimes you just have pause and reevaluate and stop and not move until you know and hear and have the things that you need in order to prepare yourself for the next level.
Yeah, so good. And that pause will give you the opportunity to evaluate, because if we're quick to respond, even the Bible tells us to be slow to speak and slow to anger.
and quick to listen, that gives us an opportunity to process what has happened to us, and we're not reacting, then we can properly respond, like you said. That's so good. Yeah. So you have a new single out, and the title reminds me of the hope that you are sharing. Could you share about how you came about this song? Did you write this song, Better
I
Day?
did. I did. I wrote that song, and I've written all my songs, all two albums.
Wow.
First album, I've written all the songs. I've written the single, and I've written for other people, that you may know, famous or not famous. Co-wrote on other people's compilations, but I did write this song called "Better Days." It's a part of the Love album that I'm releasing this year. And just talking about better days for someone that you want to be with. It can be a friend, it can be a companion, but there's better days coming your way. There's better days that you share with each other if you really believe in each other and know that, hey, no matter what you go through, no matter what you experience, but there's better days coming your way. So it's a love album. I know it's another part of my healing, another part of my matriculation in terms of building trust in the relationship that I lost after experiencing a traumatic episode, right, in my home invasion. And you'll learn more about that and why I say that so much when you read my book. You gotta go get my book to understand the full scope of why I said that.
Awesome. Yeah. Go get that book. And what's the name of it again?
It's called Still Living, A Victimized Man's Journey.
I love that. Love that. So, and I know you're working on your album. It's coming out soon. So what else can we expect from you in the future? I know you're a busy man.
Yeah, just of course, the new album, I'm s definitely excited about that. Some features that I'll be on other individuals' album in the industry, my new book, a lot of shows, just expanding, my organization, and just advocating for those who have feel like they don't have a voice, and they have a place that they can plug into and feel safe to be able to share and don't feel like no one's going to be sharing their information with the world when they're not ready to. So I have a lot of things coming up the pipeline. Go to my website, marcelanderson.com, to learn more about that as well.
Okay, good. Awesome. And how can they stay in touch with you on social media?
You go to my Instagram, marcelanderson1, Facebook, Marcel Anderson, all those handles where you can find, where I'll be for events. My website, as I mentioned, marcelanderson.com, to learn more about who I am and what I do.
Awesome. Yes, go follow him and stay in touch. And thank you again for coming on, Mr. Marcel. Is there anything that you would like to leave with the listeners, like a word of encouragement or anything to help bring light to the people?
Yeah, never give up on your dreams. No matter what happens in your life, never give up on your dreams. Genesis chapter 37, where Joseph never gave up on his dreams. He went through hell and back, was thrown in the bottomless pit and was pulled out behind bars. But it was his gift that made room for him. It was his gift that allowed him the environment to remember him. It was his gift that allowed individuals, an individual, to remember who he was and what he could offer. Everyone has something to offer. Even in the midst of what you've gone through, you can still offer something. Even if it's encouragement, it can be a song, it can be a stare, it can be sitting there. Like Job went through what he went through, his friends were sat there for 7 days in silence. Sometimes people don't need to say things when people go through stuff. Sit there and be a supportive system. So I encourage you to never give up on your dreams, no matter what you've gone through. Don't let your dreams die.
That's right. And remember that light, that God is the light in all situations, in all dark places, in every dark moment. And he can sit there with you. So invite
Yeah,
in your
that's good.
brokenness.
That's good.
always hope in every situation, and all things are working together for our good. It may not feel like it right now, but just hold on, hold on. Thank you, Marcel, for coming on.
Oh, yeah. And I want to encourage you to say, there's better days. I'm sorry. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. He gave us a snippet. So that means you have to go and download it.
Gotta go download it. Better days.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And miracles, remember to stay in the light and share your story. Until next time, bye bye.
Well, friend, thank you for sticking around until the end. Listen, if you are enjoying these episodes, please share it with a friend. Like and subscribe to the podcast. And you can also find me on Instagram at LaTanya Miori. And as always, stay in the light and share your story. Bye-bye.